Verse 38 says, "For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." And all God's people said, amen. That's Romans chapter 8, 38 and 39. Hey, good day to you. It's Joey Kroll. Welcome to Sunday worship here on this final Sunday of the month of February. How about that? We're just flying by here this month. So good to spend some time with you. I got my cup of coffee here. I got God's Word as well, and I'm spending some time with you here on this fine day. If you're not too familiar with the program, Sunday worship focuses on Jesus. It's all about Him. We focus on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And I'll tell you what, I'm pretty confident you'll be blessed here in the next 30 minutes. Got some wonderful Christ-centered, God-honoring music on the way right now. It's I Give You My Heart here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
This is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. All I have within me, I give you praise. All that I adore is in you. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. I give you
For having your radio tuned to Sunday worship today. It is Joey Kroll. I appreciate your time and your attention here. And if you got some time, though, maybe today, tomorrow, this week, be sure to connect with us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20 and 21 says, "Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with every good thing to do his will." Corey Ten Boom said one time, "If God sends us on strong paths, we are provided with strong shoes." Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. That's right. We've come to lift up and glorify the name that is above every name. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship today. I hope and pray that you and your family are having a wonderful weekend. In fact, our family, we're looking forward to our getaway next month. We're going to take some time off, take a week off. Kids are going to be on spring break. We're going to go up to Chicago, and then my wife and I are going to go down to the Shawnee Forest down south and stay in a cabin for a few days. Really looking forward to not having any responsibility. Amen. You know, most of us, we have a word for things that we receive but don't deserve. They're called gifts. Because we got Christmas gifts, birthday gifts, unexpected gifts. They all fall in the category of what the Bible calls grace. Thank you, Jesus, for grace. I mean, there are things that we receive that we don't earn. But when you take just a quick second, hit the pause button, and when you add them up, the list of God's gifts, pretty long. Love, forgiveness, countless blessings. The Bible tells us that God gives because he loves. That's the nature of grace, receiving without deserving. So take some time to thank him for the undeserved blessings that he has poured into your life.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise him, for he is my help and salvation. Oh, ye who hear, now to his temple draw near. Join me in glad.
Praise to the King of creation.
We've come to magnify King Jesus today. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you. And, you know, I'll tell you what, we just serve a mighty, mighty God. We really do. Amen. We really do. I came across this passage. In fact, this morning, Isaiah 40:26, I thought I'd share it with you today. It says, "Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these things, who brings out their host by number, who calls them all by name, by the greatness of his might and the strength of his power. Not one is missing."
When peace, like a river, attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, you taught me to say, it is well.
An updated version of a classic hymn right there, Brandon Heath, and It Is Well With My Soul. Hey, it's Joey Kroll here with you. Be sure to connect with us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. We'd love to connect with you there. Don't go too far because Sunday Praise with John Hayden coming up next. But in the meantime, though, friend, just remember as you go out and about here today and this week that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Yeah, Brandon Heath, and It Is Well With My Soul here on today's edition of Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. Joey, with you here on this final Sunday of February. We are just a flying by, I'll tell you. Looking forward to spring, which is right around the corner. If you're looking for something to do with your family here, maybe this weekend or the next several weeks, especially as the weather gets warmer, take a look at our event calendar page at our website. Lots of upcoming Bible studies, conferences, and free things you can do with your family at our event calendar page at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Just click on events. Well, Mark Burns will help you get through the Monday blahs tomorrow for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Hey, I appreciate your time and your attention today. Until next time, just remember that you are salt, and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, friend.